Shuman Ches Mislech Hashavas by the Rosh Hashiva Yeshiva University of Chaf Al Shavat and Tav Shuman Ches February 9th, 1938
on Tuesday. Das von seinem Weil, Oma, portion of it because we were beginning to talk about. So we have to start over the pages. Chiroshe Yisipu Bikash Bigavu Nira Levi Bikash Hane Zambis Hashibog Shemisha Bisod Hamikho Ashtabula Glass. Same word as Nish Rashman Ashtabula. Stop. In other words, you have it In Shmeis you have Teven and you have Kash, from actually the Israelites, you know. So Kash is stubborn and Teven is slow. So Kash ha-Nizambis ha-Shibolim Shemishal b'sode ha-Nikho ha-Shtabula glass stubborn v'Teven slow hu-Aniksa ha-Shibolim v'Hochem ha-Shikamon p'l'Yishem become a bish lemme kash mishkach lebin mechule. So it's mashma that kash stubble is usually mechule, it remains mechule. Elo teven heich mishkach aslo. So teven, it's not the usual practice of people to live it in the state. So the Gemara say, unless there is a special reason, in the Gemara says, Umosik Bitavne Sari. If the straw is not good, is of inferior quality, so then we let it stay unharvested. Behold, Ona Berisham Kabel, Gabimokim Shenua Gulikze Rashul Ake, Mishin Domale, Michale Bititven Ahoi. So here he is reference to the case, to something that is left unharvested, the titven aroi. So according to the Li, it should be said tiskash aroi, because teven has the connotation of being harvested. So havel nima di tiskash, the anisha bikarka nichrekash, in the first Rashi. Elo, because the Gemara wants to emphasize that it is left and harvested in order to fertilize the ground, so mele and use heaven for fertilizing the ground, so the more uses that Russian tishman. What it really means, tishkash. Elon shouldn't be tishman mashma, say Russian zibul, knock. Alright. Now the other things that we learned, we went over completely. So no purpose. I'm going over it again, repeating the same thing. Alright. So, because Chiloshi Zikur Bikashu Bikavivo, Neisni Oleo, Tafshil, Bikefes of the 18, Loi Yitin Achinidri, Chayidin Esei, Leimu Mechamin Aboloi Tafshil, Ubisil Leimu Mechamin Bitafshil. Chamin v'tafshil, nir l'ri, distam chamin v'tafshil, haine atfilu lo yvosh al kol tzor, elo kimacho ben kusoy. Lo, so stam chamin v'tafshil includes even lo nizbash al kol tzor, haibot nizbash al ksas, kimacho ben kusoy. Lo, kamei kemas nisen, harzer man, Habe mas diesen Kanan je. נשאר חמים ותאפשיר להשיס על גבי קירו אפילו בשם מקופו אפילו לא יבושו קוצו and seeing according to what alternative so the Mishne called the Hananye and according to Hananye so it's Uta La'arzia even something that Ribasha Kotohe just partially cooked Kimacho Ben Musoye and it uses an expression Chamin Bitafshil so it's a riot that Chamin Bitafshil includes even learning his Bashal Kotohe but it doesn't say it's limited only to learn his Bashal Kotohe it includes learning his Bashal Kotohe but it stays a super doubt it includes his Bashal Kotohe also in other words it includes both the Dokimeke Mastis al-Harzot man Habe Mastis al-Khamanye di Shore Hamen di Taf Lehashis al-Gabi Kiro Afin Bishayne Kufo Afin Loi Bashal Kotohe ולוי כרבונון ועמי ודיר המסניס נפיל כרבונון ואיף הוא יבוא to say that סתם חם ויטב שירס ופנס only to his basho kotsoche so מהי חתה יישא that the Mishne calls it Hananye maybe the Mishne calls it Rabon but the Mishne discusses his basho kotsoche and basho kotsoche rabonon amele that she is me this hard man so I mean so the Rabbanon made it that Chazore I mean everybody is made it I mean so Hananye and the Rabbanon די מייגע רבונן די מאשן גאב קיר שין קוף אקטמע אבל באדאי נישט אין די סטאם חם מיט אפשיר כי מאך דעם דרסוי נאמע מאש א סוי צראיי דэт סטאם חם מיט אפשיר אין קלוץ לוין איז באשן קונצאלן אלסו אין די מישנה איז מאטיע אונלי אסערס אונלי אסערס חזור בוצ'יה איז מוטר סוי צראיי that the Mishne calls Uthanani, not the Rabbanon. Ela Vadai, Mishum, the Stam Hamri Tafshat Machta Musoi Nanamash. And you, Stam Hamri Tafshat Adonami Bosha Kotso. In other words, in this world, Kili Mucha Vizif Shmai Ting, Abi Kashka Rabbi Rabbi Meya, Afa Kishi Yishlitri, Yishan Fori, Beres Hashem. Vafilo im Stam Hamri Tafshir, Lo Yadet Bosha Kotso, Hei, even if we were to assume that Stam Ham Vitafshir is Loibosha Kol Tzorchei Tzorch Leima Hodi Asre Bisham El Harzia Aine Afilu Ham Shuhu Ham Kol Tzorcha Vichei Libisil El Deine Grufo Vidikoma Vimore Vafabei Shiesova Amarsiden Afilu Bishabas Yom Rabei Shetamachas Vihau Lekutkne Shohamim מזמר יש הקייס ובאם אני כאילו ביל יוסה ביוחם קוצורכון מלולון דמרסיר נחל בישבס ביל מוהוחם קוצורכי אב so it's a riot that those who עשר חזורי so the עשר even by חמים שוחם קוצורכון and let's say whether בשמי or בסירה but נחמיני is according to בשמי called the Shammai even by Kufo and according to Bisila and according to Bisila only by Niku. Vili also brought Sohn and Mazin and Shabbat to Mua Kotsohu Vim Tema Vim Stam Ham Vitafsha. So what is the conclusion? The finale in Tesis is that Ham Vitafsha Stam has referenced the both to lo yuch me kol tzorochon and to nizbash lo kol tzorochon vim tema 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 water that has not boiled yet, let's say it takes 10 minutes for water to boil, for vapor to emanate visibly. I mean, of course, I mean, it always evaporates, but that's not considered alkaline, like evaporating, only when it's seen, I mean, by naked eye, you know. When tea boils, so you see vapor coming out from the kettle. So that's Nisbasha Kotsofi. But water, even if it was not Nisbasha Kotsofi, even if it stood on the fire only for 5 minutes, and it still has not started to produce vapor, so it's also muta. But the question is, for the same reason that chomed, even if it's in special kotzor, even if it has been standing on fire for 5 hours, still it's osea, because the more it stands on fire, the better it is. So water that has been standing on fire only for 5 minutes, true, after it will be standing on fire for 10 minutes, then it will start evaporating to be rally. But now, well, it has been standing on fire only for 5 minutes, so of course it's not as good as if you drink it after it has been boiling for 10 minutes. So it's in stomach be off away for the next 5 minutes. So it should be also. That's the question. Meaning of being stomach, how many times I have been washed or so. Then we wash it in the Sabbath, the Shaman is standing here for yourself. Chim yours are tough, so she be shall call so hey. Then King Nicha shall a hammy, shall a hurry of me call so hey. For your fellow, it's not, it's rally after it started to evaporate. But until it starts to produce vapor, so if it stands more, it'll be more enjoyable. Any day, I mean, if you drink tea that has been boiling only for 5 minutes, the tea that has been boiling for 10 minutes. So why is it muta? Beimeri divadai tafshil asra bishamai mishum dleilem yofalei af ogat mizbashel kotsore avol hamim shil yofalei mishala akini tzorokon avol mikandei lichralem kibuch afrikamon loy asra bishamai dilekel nigzar shem liyachate. So this says a very good Eretz. There is a difference. As a matter of fact, what this says here, we have to say, in order to answer the kashe of the Ramban or Hamis against the Balamoyer, I don't know whether you looked over the Balamoyer and the whole of Hamis. So actually, I don't know whether I mentioned the Balamoyer Shittin. Did I mention the Balamoyer Shittin? No, I didn't. Actually, the Aloha, there are three Shittas of Shittin. Here we have Machlekes, Tamanim, the Rabbanon. Whether there is a Machlekes or not a Machlekes, or just a child in the Gemara, how far does Hananiah's principle go? But we call it the Machlekes. The Machlekes, whether Hananiah and Rabbanon. So how do we fast? So there are three things. Rashi and Teisves fasting like Hanani, that if it's a gear machot soye, so she is more. What did you machot soye? Partially cooked. It's nechal the mix of the other weather. It's hot vishal or shri vishal. As a matter of fact, it's not even very relevant, because according to everyone, so machal ben drosoye means that it's nechal and mixes miyoda. But there is a machlekes l'shelim whether that means shlish bishul or chotzi bishul. I think this is a machlekes in itself, because it's not, there is no practical nafkamine. Because whether it's nechal machal ben drosoye, that can vary from place to place and from time to time. After all, ben drosoye was not a tzaddik, you know. So the Soyer was a criminal, he was a listing, a gangster. So what gangsters listing, they have no time. They are afraid lest they'll be caught by the police. So some melee when they eat, they cannot eat something that was sufficient before, because they are afraid they will be caught, so they have to eat in the hobbit, so they partially cook. So in other words, so what does Machab and Nisoy mean? It's Necho and Mixer and Yodom. It doesn't make any difference who the Mixer and Yodom are, whether the Mixer and Yodom are Yeshiva Bokharim or the Mixer and Yodom are Lehavdil gangsters. It doesn't make any difference. As long as there is a segment of people who eat it, so it's considered to be a Machab and Nisoy. But there is a Machlekes Vishenim, whether it's Chotzidish or Shlish Bishol, so that's in Machlekes Yitzias. In other words, the question is, Ben Drusoy, when did he eat it? Did he eat it when it was half-cooked, or it was third, Shlish-cooked? In other words, let's say, if in order to be completely cooked for Bosor, so it has to stand on fire for an hour. So, according to the Rishonim, we say that Machab and Nisoy means Chotzibishol if it was stood on the fire for half an hour. And the Korinther Rishonim will say that it's Shlish Bishol, so if in order to be completely cooked it takes an hour or so, 20 minutes. So, it's a Machlekes in Yetzias, because the question is, how long did Ben Drusoy keep it on fire before he ate? But it's no fresh for nothing, because even if this man Chazal, so the Mixer Miodom had it cooked for half an hour, but if today some people who eat it partially cooked will keep it on fire for 5 minutes, so it will also be machabed. So in other words, there is no nothing, because we cannot say today too, in order to be real Machab and Nisoy, after all, Machab and Nisoy is negating the Rises also, according to the Rashba Minoches. So, if it's Mizbashil Erev Shabbos, Ki Machab and Nisoy, so then we already see on the Rise level in Bishlach HaBishl, according to the Rambam, no. When do we say in Bishlach HaBishl on the Rise level, only if it was Mizbashil Kotzochen, then you warm it up on Shabbos and at Chayim. But suppose on Friday it was only partially cooked, the Machab and Nisoy, then on Shabbos you warm it up and you finish it, and you cook it completely, so you chayim the kodesh. So it's negating the rites, not only the rabbonis, let's say the Gabi Bishul Yaakov, but it's negating the rites also according to the Rashba Shittah. According to Rabbi Shuddin. So, how is the determined whether it's all it's Nechal with Tzazmiyodom? So, in order to find out whether it's Nechal with Tzazmiyodom, we have to investigate and find out how long will it have to stay on fire for the people who need it when it's partial. Yes?
Doesn't mean that it has to be that everybody could eat it that way. It's just that only mixed male didn't do. In other words, if everybody Machab and Nisoy is in a bushel, nobody would eat it that way, because it's better if you cook it. Machab and Nisoy ate it,
yeah,
it's in a rush.
In other words, you see, gangsters, the criminals listening, they have the same taste as a tzaddik. So melee, the fact that criminals who are in hurry eat it, means it's all achil.
If I find some Mishnadika people who are strange and they have to eat it after cooking 5 minutes, that wouldn't be success in the
Suppose there are certain people who are sick and they enjoy eating sandwich. Okay, you can find these such people too. So that wouldn't mean that it's all achil. In other words, if you find a group of people who, because of special circumstances, so they eat it partially cooked. So their circumstances are because they are realistic. But it doesn't make any difference. They are human beings as far as the taste is concerned, as tzaddikim, doesn't make any difference. So that indicates that it's all achilah. It's all achilah. So, but it's more enjoyable when it's completely cooked. So one who is not a listing, he has time. But one who is a listing has no time. And suppose somebody is a tzaddik and he has no time, let's say he's a doctor, he's always called on emergency calls, so he's like Vendrosoya, I mean, whatever it is. So, in other words, so in order to determine whether it's Pigil or not Vendrosoya, I mean, what I'm saying is that, in other words, I once saw somebody wrote a tshuva in a Torah journal. He wrote the tshuva, I mean, about what is machlokes v'shoyim. So he discussed, I mean, the machlokes v'shoyim. I think it's not relevant. There is such a machlokes. But this machlokes is a machlokes mitzvahs. Machlokes v'shoyim. The important thing is that it's rolachim. People will eat it. People, normal people, as far as taste is concerned. I'm talking about people who are normal people, so Vendrosoya is just as normal as far as eating habits are concerned, like simply people. And the fact that they eat it means that simply people under the similar circumstances where they're being hurried would also eat it. That's considered Macha Vendrosoya. Alright, so Mimele. So they are fishing. The Russian piece is passing the aloche, like Hanani. That even if it's ideal, Macha Vendrosoya is whole achille, mixas mi odom, so Mimele, there is no Issa of Shi. The Rif and the Rambam, they passing like the Rabbonim of Hanani, or they passkin that Hanani, I mean, however you want to explain it, they passkin that Hanani's principle is only limited to tzli, but not to gdeo. And vis-a-vis gdeo, so only if it is bashal kol tzolchei, so she is. Then there is the shite of the Valmoya. Valmoya has his own shite. And the Baal Moya says it's very important to go over the Baal Moya and the Mohammeds. There's so much longness. I mean, never Baal Moya, never Mohammeds. But here, I mean, it's so much longness in the Baal Moya. In every word of the Mohammeds. So the Baal Moya Shite is unique. He passes his masik on the rib. His masik on the rib. In other words, so he agrees with Russian faces that the Aloha is like Hanani. But he mentions a bit Chidesh in Hanani. Because why does he do it? Because the Gemara, you see, the those who passed like Hashim Teisves, that the Aloha is like Hanani, that giving it to Tzloin is Basha Kotzoch and is Mutashie, so they have a difficulty. Here we have a whole discussion with Gemara, we learn it already. That from Zion and with Aleph, at the end of the Omen, Omar Abitzam and Achmen, Omar Rabbeishu, Kotna, Vuhuva, Omash, Mashim, Oracham, Mishu, Hamu, Kotzorcho, Vitafshil, Shebishu, Kotzorcho, Shmama, Mustam, Yof, Lemuta. So, whole Shatel Tari, Mustam, Yof, Lemuta, Osa, Oman, Doma says Muta, Oman, Doma says Osa. Nothing is mentioned about Hananias, nothing. So, Gemara had an abaya about Hananias did. Whether the pshat in the Mishneh is a marzir, a loyite means loyalzir, but she is muta like Hananias, or it means loyishe, not like Hananias. So that was not nifshat. It was not nifshat explicitly. Not nifshat. But then the Gemara starts discussing something else, another question. Whether Hamim Shehuchim Kotzor, Vitafshu Shebisha Kotzor, so what Mustamik Yopali is Muta Osa, so you machlekes Rabbi Shmuel say, it's Osa, Rabbi Yechanan says, it's Muta. Nothing about the Vigil Machabim Kotzor. So according to David, we understand it very well, because David Shite is that the Maskone of the Gemara, even though the Gemara didn't spell it out explicitly, but the Maskone of the Gemara is that not like Hananya, so he gave a machbim to soya shia is osea, but when he shia mutea, when he says basha kotzorochei, so then the next question is, Suppose it's possible talk about the Islamic Leopole, Ishiya Muta or not. But according to Russian tastes, the maskone of the Abaye is that even though it's Bashel Kotzolche, she is Muta. How come they discuss another question? So the whole question is superfluous. I mean, how can we visualize the question of Islamic Leopole? If she is Muta, even Lord is Bashel Kotzolche, Allah has come over Hama, I mean, that's at first blush, this seems to be self-evident, that once we assume that a prophet like Hananiah, that she is Muta Rimba in Basha Kotzolche, Allah has come over Hama, if in Basha Kotzolche, but in Islamic Yofalei, because every Lord is Bashel Kotzolche is still in Islamic Yofalei, let's say water. Water, let's say, has to be boiled 10 minutes, 15 minutes. But until it stands on fire for 10 minutes or 15 minutes, and still it starts emanating vapor, so then the more you keep it on fire, the better it is. Naturally, if you drink tea that has been boiling only for 5 minutes, you will not enjoy it as much as if you drink tea that has been boiling for 10 minutes, that has been standing on fire for 10 minutes. So it's still the Islamic Leopole. And if the maskone of the Gemara is that even when it's Bashel Kotzolche, as long as it's all Achille, as says the other means, it's all Achille, so Mele she is Mutter. So of course, when it's in Bashel Kotzolche, she should be Mutter. That's the Kashi. And that is one of the riots of the Rit and the Rambam is why they say that the Maskone of the Gemara is that not like Hananiah, because if the Maskone of the Gemara had been like Hananiah, so then how could there be discussion in the Machlekes whether in Spashel Kotzolche but in Stamik the Yopale she is Muta or she is us. So what does the Ramoyer, whether the Ramoyer agrees with Russian tastes and Maskone of the Gemara is that he blames Russian Kotzolche, so she is Muter as long as it's partially cooked, so he has the kasha. So why is there a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel on one end and the Deichen on the other, that even his Basel Kotzolche, Rav and Shmuel says, she is still also because of the family of the so why is Gil Machlekes the soil with that? So the Amoya says, yes, they are three levels. One level is when it's Gil Machlekes the soil, and let's say like water, so that it was standing on fire for 5 minutes. So many people were already doing this kind of thing. But most people would like to drink tea that has been standing on fire for 50 minutes. So that's one level. Now, that's the level of Gil Machlekes ben Rosoye, but it is that kind of a an echel or a mashke that once it has been in Basha Kotzolche, if you keep it longer on fire, so it's in stomach growl, tea, let's say. So, of course, if you kept it on fire for 5 minutes, so then you keep it for another 5 minutes, you keep it for another 10 minutes, it will be better. But if you keep it for another half an hour, it will evaporate completely. So that's one level. So in other words, where it's ideal machoben usoye, and once it will reach the stage of this Basha Kotzolche, any further cooking will be that will spoil it. Like tea, like water. Then there is another level when it is Nisbashel Kotzolche, but if you keep it on fire for another hour, another 2 hours, like chunk, so it is still better. So Mele, the Balamoya says, that's the Aloha Psuko in the Gemara, and there is no machlekes between Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Everybody agrees that if it is Nisbasher Kotzor, if it is Nisbasher Kotzor, I'm sorry, that if it is ideal enough of them to soy, like water, and it is that kind of an echel or a mashke or a fluid, that once it becomes fully cooked, so then any further cooking will be raleigh, so then the psak by everybody, Rabbi Shmuel, even Rabbi Shmuel will be needed, the cheese, we pass the right time. Now, then, if it was already, if it was cooked completely, but any further cooking would be detrimental, let's say water that has been standing on fire for 50 minutes and it's already started to produce vapor, so then it certainly, but any further cooking will be raleigh, so then she is certainly between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan is in regard to the case. Now, and then, suppose, so in other words, water that has been standing on fire for 50 minutes and sufficiently cooked, so then there is no shaila that she is muta. And even water that is ideal machov and rusoy, and not sufficiently cooked, so there is no shaila in maskon of gemara that she is muta. Even Rabbi Shmuel will make it. When you will be a machleket between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, between Bover and Marove, so that's in the case where it was, let's say chom. So one case where chom was only cooked kimachol ben drusoye, if chom was cooked kimachol ben drusoye, and let's say chom in order to be nechal reidi yodon, let's assume has to stand on fire for 3 hours. Let's assume that for 3 hours. But suppose if the chom stood on fire out of Shabbos only for 1 hour, so mixed the yodon ben drusoye will need the chom. But Reb Yodom will not eat the chom. So then it is certainly also she. Then she is certainly also. Even according to Rabbi. But when is there a machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbi Shmuel and regard to chom that on Friday it was cooked for 3 hours? So Reb Yodom will already eat the chom that on Friday it stood on fire for 3 hours. But the more you keep it on fire, the better it is. It was already cooked for 3 hours Friday. But so then Rabbi Shmuel says she is awesome. And Rabbi Yochanan says she is not. So Ramban is a kasha. It's very strange. I mean, how is it possible to say that water that has been cooked only for 5 minutes, that is still kind of fire for 5 minutes, water that has been standing on fire for 5 minutes, so it is muter according to Rabbi Shmuel, she, and chol that has been standing on fire for 3 hours is nechol revi odom, so she is us. It doesn't make sense. That's the asogia of the Ramban. But the same oneness that the Baranoia says is mentioned by the Ramban. In other words, we have to apply the same oneness. I think last week I mentioned the Loshna Ramban, but the Ramban answers the Kasha. The Ramban, that's one of the Kashas that the Baranoia asks against the Vid. The Vid questions, like the Rabban of Hananya, that she is herself by Gil Machad and Rusoye. At the same time, he passes the Mishnah at the end of the first period that in Tzelim, Bosal, Botsal, Ubeitso, Elokish Yisrael, Begay, Bechamo, Gil Machad and Rusoye. what he passes like Rabbanu Hananya. So how does he pass the Litavitzki? So the Rambam himself has the kashe, and the Rambam gives the parrot. In Pergimul Alochet Zayin, in Tzeilin Boso Ubotzeil Ubeitzal Gabeish, Elokish Yetzilin Begin, the Yehuin Lachilik, the Mishala Hakin Aleish Bishabes, Ach Yetzila Harbe Muter, Mitnechen Kimistamit Virale, Shin Yachte, Yachre Chison Shal Gufo Eishen. So he emphasizes. In other words, there is no stira between Hananiah's din in the Mishnah with Abitzli and the Mishnah's din, according to alternative, that also litain means also wishes. Achimigad mikdain means it's dear Mahmoud, sorry. Because the Mishnah deals in the Gaya, where the Gufa Yechel is not left on the Kachol. And Hananiah and the Mishnah deals, I mean, and according to Rambam, the Mishnah represents even the Shite of the Rabbon of Hananiah. The Rabbon of Hananiah, there is no machleches. The Mishnah is referenced to Tzli, where the Eichel is placed on the Holy Mamash. Because when the Eichel is left on the Gaholim, and there is no Mitzvah that is interposed between the Eichel and the Gaholim, let's free, so then he hesitates, the person hesitates to be in Chavid Yeholim, because he's afraid, as a result of the Chavid Yeholim, the Eichel will be singed. In 2 minutes it will be singed. True, right now it's not Mizbash Kosov. So the river is not Mizbash Kosov, it's not completely void. But it is in Chavid Yeholim, so in a few minutes, it will be more than cooked, more than completely boiled, to be singed up. So Mele, he hesitates to have your home, because he's afraid that as a result of the physical holding, it will burn, it will be singed. Mashein, King Ligabik Deo, he's not afraid to have your home, because he's not afraid lest it will be singed, because there is in the chitzah between the Boso and the Gehov, the Shulei Agdeiro, this is what the Rambam says, this is the same kind of longest that the Balamoya has. And that's the longest in basis. Now the Ramban has the Kashe. So how is it possible? How is it possible to say that if it's not his Bashal Kotor, hey, is Bashal Kol Tzorchei when it's not completely cooked, and most people not even eat it, but since after it will be completely cooked, so then it will be Mistamik Virale, even though at this moment, so it's not Mistamik Virale, at this moment it needs further additional cooking, so it's muta, but if, like shown, it was completely cooked out of Shabbos. For 3 hours it was going on fire. And most people will eat it. But since it will be more enjoyable if it will stand on fire for another 10 hours, so then it cheers us. It makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. Because as the Rambam says, because in the case of Hami, let's say, Hami is a good example. Water, a good example. It, on Friday, it was only standing on fire for 5 minutes. So then she is muta. Why is she muta? Because we shouldn't anticipate that as a result of allowing him to be shared on fire, so the Mechati Geholim, he's not going to Mechati Geholim, because he knows very well, if it's Mechati Geholim, so all the water will evaporate, there's nothing left. Mashein Kim Chon, even if it was already on Friday, it was stood in the fire for 3 hours, 5 hours, but he might still be tempted to Mechati Geholim, because it will be more enjoyable as a result of the chutzilachol, because it will not seem so quick. So this is the balamoya from this, and this is what Eisa says. Mainly, the bada itap shalasta bishama nishum gulion yofre, avol gata nifash kotolche, avol chami nishayin yofre, ela akim yitzolchon, avol mikam veilech aloe, mitin muchol ikamon, liasta bishama igleko nidrachon yachate, vilo yichitu yucham kotolchon, stay the sense besides, but there is another element also. The lawyer is not taking any risks, and he is not taking any risks, but he'll have to wait a little longer, a few minutes longer. Mashenki with him too, he might lose everything. It might become clear, it might become safe. All right. Yes?
The Bama wrote the Machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel, the Gabi.
Chon that loy is bashal kotzolchon is osa shiye even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now here there is a machleket tishon. There is a misa of chazor. There is a misa of chazor according to everybody, even according to Bisira. Only the nakmina between Bishama and Bisira is in the kiddush of Edom the other. But in Yichon Rabbi Tarkin, the Gemara says there's no paskin, it's a machleket anymore. But we paskin like that. That Bisira is made, that chazor is also, if it's already in Yichon Rabbi Tarkin. It's already in Yechad Kark. When did Bisil say it's Muter? If it was, he took it off from the stove, he took it off from the plech, let's say, and he was still holding it in his hand, and then he wants to put it back. So then Bisil Amater. But suppose he took it off from the stove, from the plech, and he put it on the floor, put it on the table, and then he wants to put it back. So then it's also, because then it's in the Sina Hadosha. In other words, the Sina Hadosha is certainly also.
Could he put it down on the table if it's still in his hands? Could he hold it in his hands and rest it on the table?
Or that? In that.
He still has control over it.
I suppose that if he still holds it, even though in order to have control over it, let's say he puts it down on his hand, let's say if I ought to hold it with my left hand, and I'll be afraid lest it will slip, so I'll put it on the table for a minute. So I suppose it would have a deen like Loi Nichon Rabikar. The Pshat Nichon Rabikar means that he took his hands off. But if he still holds on, I mean, I don't know, but it's Mistaba like that. I don't know, I mean, but it's Mistaba like that. It's just Mistaba like that. That if he still holds on to it, so why do we care that he puts it on the table? All right, that makes it easier for him. But he didn't let go. So it's considered, so it's not considered in the Sina Chadosh. That's the reason. If he puts it on the table, so that means it's in the Sina Chadosh. The Sina Chadosh is certainly also. Why is the Sina Chadosh certainly also? It means all the cotton and everything. Because for the same reason that Rashi says, Shammai Aser, Chazor, even if it's Loinos Malaka. Why? Because it smells like in the Vasha. So, Gorbi Kotum, there is no Shasha, but Melzik in the Vasha it is. Melzik in the Vasha. But he still say no. As long as he still holds on to it, so it's not missing, it's not Melzik in the Vasha. Mashain King, if it's not out of the Araka, then it's in the Sina Chadosha. It's like putting on the glare something that was cooked, let's say, days before Shabbos, and it was standing in the fridge of the air, but it wasn't special kotzolche, but it was kept for a long time in the fridge of the air, and then you put it on glare, one of the tosa, because that's a Nisina Chadosha. Why is it tosa? Seyoshin Yechatzim, no, there is no way. It's called the cotton, there's a glare. But it's also because it smells like in the Vasha. But according to Bisila, when is it smells like in the Vasha? If there is a Nisina Chadosha. It's not in the Sinach Adosh. And they call it Ishama, even if it's Loinos, not of a character, it's still Melzik in the Dash. It's still Melzik in the Dash.
Yes? So, Matsirin, even if what you say still can't be in the Ephraim character, so the Gemara says later, Matsirin, I feel the Shabbos. And Rashi understands that.
Oh, yeah, 1 second, I'm going to the Shabbos. So, there is a meaning of Chazor. So I said, I got off a little bit in a tangent. I just wanted to point out, you shouldn't think Chazore is only relevant to living in Shammai, but Yisrael, it's not relevant, no, it's relevant to living in Yisrael also. Because in case one was not a case, so then Yisrael, then Chazore is also, because it's in Sina Chadosha. So the Shaili is in respect to the Yisrael of Chazore. Is Chazore only Shayach on Shabbos, but not Erev Shabbos, or the Yisrael of Chazore is Shayach even Erev Shabbos? It's Asvore, if we didn't have any Mokir on the Gemara, so one should say, Erev Shabbos, Chazore. Erev Shabbos, after all, Erev Shabbos, there is no Yisrael Melocha, no Yisrael Melocha the Raisen, no Yisrael Melocha the Rabbonon, I mean, So Erev Shabbos it should not involve the meaning of Chazor, it should involve the meaning of Shia, because that's what Shia means. What does Shia mean? After all, it's not by itself that the pot is placed upon the stove. Somebody has to place it upon the stove. So that's called Shia. Why is it called Shia? Chazor means when you put it on Shabbos, when you put the pot on the floor on Shabbos, and Shia means when you put it out of Shabbos, and then it remains standing on Shabbos. But so then it's a question of Shia. Then it's a question of Shia. But if you put the path, let's say 50, just before the bench here, let's say 20 minutes before here, and you put the path, and the path is uncooked completely, is not cooked, so then it involves the shiloh of Chazor, not cheese. That's one notion. The other notion is that even even if you put, let's say a pot that was already completely cooked, but you put it 20 minutes before shkia, just before the bench lid. So suppose the same tapshir would have been uncooked, then there wouldn't be enough time left in 20 minutes to be cooked. So then it also involves in self-hazard. That's according to Tasty Shikha, that there is in self-hazard. But most Shaykhs say there is no in self-hazard, because the Erev Shabbos. Because Erev Shabbos is always here. It's always here. Why should things the same? That there is an Issa of Chazor, Erev Shabbos at all, Sarasvore, we should say, how can there be an Issa of Chazor? There is no Issa Meloche. So because of the Gemara, from the Ches HaMedaleh, the second line from the end of the Omer, in Sir Leimer Matmar Zirah, Omar HaKesh, in Dibre Yoreina Mar Zirah, Atir Bishah, the Asgadim Shesova, Af Marzirin Atir Bishah. So, the Gemara says, that the Mandoma, who is Matze Chazore, the Israel, so even on Shabbos Chazore, hello, the implication being that the one who asks Chazore, so asks it even Erev Shabbos. Otherwise, much I have to say, we did in a Marzir in a Filu B'Shabbos. Of course Shabbos. Because Erev Shabbos is not Chazor, it's here. Erev Shabbos. It's the Erev Shabbos. So it's much from this Gemara, that if we ask a Chazor, then it's also Erev Shabbos too. Shabbos too. So let's say, so maybe even according to Bisila, who say Chazor is Mutar, but if Loi knows what I'm talking about, if knows all about the Chazor, Chazor is also. So even Erev Shabbos, you know, before the woman when she sleeps, she wants to be Marzia. So she takes off the part and she puts it out of the target. Usually she does it that way. I mean, she can't, especially when she's in a hurry. So she takes off, there are so many parts on the stove. She takes off the part and she puts it on the counter, on the car kit, and then she wants to put it back. So it might involve the Shaila. It might involve the Shaila Chazore. So the thing is that women have to know Yochai Shabbos pretty well. Because the Yom of Shia and Chazore are very, very complicated. So a woman, in order to make the Shabbos stove, has to be a big lambanis, or at least the basic has to be a big lambanis, the one for whom she has the Shabbos. So, because it's very, very complicated. So it involves a shaila, whether you're allowed to make the stove, taking off the pot and then usually putting it over the carcass, maybe she's not allowed to put it back. It's not so simple. See, it all depends, according to the shaila, it all depends when she does it, whether she does it at an hour before a shkia or she does it 20 minutes before Shkia. If she does it an hour before Shkia, then there are no problems. She doesn't have to ask the Shilas. How should I do it? Should I put in a cart or not? Because if there is still an hour to Shkia, so no probability, even if it would be completely uncooked, if there would be enough time to become cooked on the stove before Shkia. So, but if it's 20 minutes before Shkia, so certain papshelim, let's say, so there might be also to put it back when she puts it over the carcass, so she has to be careful not to put it over the carcass. So from this Gemara it's mashma, since Rafesha says the Dibur Eimer, Marzir Nafil B'Shabes, Rafesha says Marzir Nafil B'Shabes, so it's mashma that the Yisar of Chazore flies to Erev Shabbos. But the one who is Mekil, under certain circumstances, like Yisrael, is Mekil Ibn on Shabbos. But one who is Machmir, is Machmir Ibn Erev Shabbos. It's a strong guy. But most Shemim Achilim come on Pesach. And they hold there is no Chazor Erev Shabbos. Chazor, and Erev Shabbos, it's only Shia. It's never Chazor. So what do they do anymore? So let's see how Rashi explains. Marzir nafil b'Shabbos. That's on the present day, the first line back. Yim amochos, he lo yitem et muktaye mishach ha-sheicho, he also mu yishore mishin yimich rav milse, de adai da adure yitzirach mocho shokale, avo b'yei l'inuchar v'shokale adai te de adure, ubot tlalei hatmone, v'havlei kimat mishach l'orai tzorash em kesayus hatmone. That's Rashi Shitose, because Rashi equates, you know, Shia and Chazore with these are Hatmon. But the other Rishonim say that Hatmon has nothing to do with these, so. But they still can explain the Gemara in a similar way, except instead of using Hatmon Chadosh, they'll say Nisina Chadosh. But you just have to substitute Nisima Chadosha for Atmona Chadosha, and you can have the same pshat as Rashi. So in other words, how does Rashi explain it? Rashi explained this, so let's forget Atmona, because that's Rashi Rishitashi. But we'll substitute Nisima Chadosha. So Rashi says, of course, there is no Yisar of Chazor Erev Shabbos. How could there be a Yisar of Chazor Erev Shabbos? Shabbos are allowed to do all the melachas in the world. So maybe there couldn't be any Isa. But if there is something that is also on Friday, so then it's the Teras Shia, but not the Teras Chazor. But when Teisves assumes that when Ravashi says the Dibrei Oy, the Dibrei no Marzirin after the Shabbos, so it means Shabbos, even Friday night. Rashi says, B'Shabbos doesn't mean Shabbos, it means Yema Shabbos. the daylight of Shabbos. Next morning, the one who is Mater Chazore is Mater Chazore even on the day of Shabbos. Because one could say, when are we seeing Mater Chazore Friday night? After Shkir. So the Mater Chazore, why? Because if it's Loi Nosno Gabikar and takes it off Friday night, and so then it is apparent. The machleik until Misham Bisila and Bisila be Matir Chazore is only Friday night. Why? Kudishore Misham Bimuchem Yilse, it is apparent, the Adaite, the Adure, it's a Rachmochor Shokole. Because when you see Friday night, the lady of the house taking off the pot, so the observer, what do we think? Why does she take off the pot in order to put it back, to keep it for the next morning sitting? So Mimele, the original Misine was not bottled. Original money was not bottled. So when she puts it back, she restores it to the same place that it was before she took it off. So there is no Hatmuna Hadoshe. There is no Nisina Hadoshe. Masha'in came in there. If someone takes off the pot next morning, so then the one who observes it, what do we think? He'll think she's taking it off the pot because she wants to eat the food in the pot. Why is she taking it off next morning? In order to take it off. So the male seems it is apparent that she's taking it off, not to put it back, but to take it off. So the male, if she does put it back, it's considered like a Misina Chadosho, so then it should be also, even according to Misila, Atmuna Chadosho, as Rashi, the expression that Rashi uses. So the male, why does Rashi explain it that way? Because Rashi is great and faithful. And Rashi holds that there is no Yisra of Chazor Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is only Shia, it's not Chazor. So Mele, so even though Rashi uses the Havali Kimatmu Lechatchila, Atmon Lechadosha, and that could not be said by the other Rishayim, who are Chilik and Rashi, and who say that Atmon has nothing to do, Atmon is only Shayach when it's contact. When the Dovah HaTomum is in contact on all sides in the Dovah HaMatnim, so but they'll say the same wonders, except instead of saying Atmona Chadosha, they'll say Nisina Chadosha. Alright, so the question is, when Rabbi Ishe says Matzir Nachol B'Shabbos, does B'Shabbos mean Shabbos in Friday night, or Shabbos means the day of Shabbos morning? So the Russian, he's not allowed to be dedicated to Shabbos. Ba'avon Neymarim can go and be caught up. Elo b'cheil, name, osrahar. So, what will Rashi do? All that Rishayim, most Rishayim achilikam, and things we see that Chazor is osrahar Hashem. So we will say, as a matter of fact, I mean, it can't be used. the future, I think it's our prediction that the Osip can be used in the sense of the future perfect. In English, you have future perfect. I will have it done. So, in Rosh Hashanah, we don't have a separate form for the future perfect. But the same form as for the future can be used for the future perfect. So Elim can literally eat the means unless it will have been all become in the sense of future perfect. So that's why the future can be used in the sense of the future perfect. Alright. If Chazor is also Friday, so how can we make a stone Friday? It only should involve the Nisa of Chazor. So there must be some criteria whereby we demarcate Shia from Chazor. So what is it? Dintel Mashiach or Neis in Lesson of Shabbos, Deichen Silti Ba'ashkole, Pshitri Shal Haze, I mean, could anybody say that if the woman, let's say, takes off from the stove 6 o'clock in the morning on Friday, the pot, and she puts it on Gavikarke, she's not allowed to put it back on the stove? I mean, that's inconceivable. So that is in the shore shall yuchlu la'artichei b'yei osu la'arz. So if it is so late Erev Shabbos, so close to Shkia, that it would be impossible to have the pot, the tapshe put before Shkia, so then it's Chazor, then it's not Shkia. But if it's early in the day, that there will still be enough time for the tapshe to be put before Shkia, then it doesn't involve any Shalom Chazor. That's one more. Then the Rishon Shoshali Yochlati Chenri Yehu Osla Harzir. So that's the more stringent Russian is. Mashoshan Yukla Pichan Vijay, Osala Harzir, Uyil Vishabes, Apul Riteach Osala Harzir, Liman Yosa, Dilavoche, but of course that's only Shaya Erev Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't make any difference. Even if it's completely cooked and so on. So it's not Shaya, Shabbos not Shaya. It seems strange that thesis has to discuss it. Only the Shabbos after the Teach was the house of the Lavoche, we know it is a relation of a Marcelin after the Shabbos. Dilmo, cook me Shalchan of the Teach, Eidin the Lavosh, Eidin the Lavi, in some name of the Bear of Shabbos, Namelo, also the house of the Teach. That means that the first Lashon was the more lenient Lashon, and the second Lashon, I think I had a slip of the tongue, I said before, student Lashon. So the first Lashon was the Kulek, and this is the more stringent portion. The Eidim Elimah Tzimim Darev Shabbos Namelol Zalasa Atul Riteach Mishor Shimoyokah Lo Yochel Artiach Begein. So in other words, if you have a tapshir that is already cooked, has been standing fire on fire for 5 hours, and now you want to put it back 20 minutes for Shkia, you're not allowed. Why? Because true, it is already cooked, but had it been uncooked, there wouldn't be enough time for the tafshel to be cooked, let's say chom. So even if it had been standing on fire Friday morning for 8 hours, and now it's completely cooked, but suppose it had been uncooked, could it possibly be cooked in 20 minutes? No. So Melech Hazor is us. This is the most stringent. They didn't know the Muslim in the Shabbat and Moslava, the Kuritiyah, and Misho, Shimu Yikau, Yokrati, and the day. Now this is Eskenada Kash. He kosher the Rashbo, the kosher Rashba now. There is a shakno over there, no?
Yeah.
Thank you. Most Rishayim Achilles, they say, Chazor is only a sign of Shabbos, not a Shabbos. But, so the Mahabha doesn't even mention in Yisrael Chazor, Erev Shabbos. But the Ramon mentions, but he mentions both days. So in the Siman Rishon and Gimel, the Ramon, see days, so he says, V'yei Shemen, the whole show is mentioned as Yeshemen because most Yeshemen do not agree with this Yeshemen. Yeshemen, the whole show is somuch l'chashech, is somuch l'boruch, shehu kabol l'shabes, l'gidon, in somuch kolkach, shehu nistanein, chadeh, hi efshah le'artichon l'yei, dinei k'nei l'shabes atzim. That's this Yeshemen, very ויש מכירים בזה והמינג להוקר אך תהי להחמיע במוקים שיצריך כל כך so the Ramo is made for if there is no say if there is a big tzerach so is made because most the shame in the Achilik and this is the Ramo now this is another cash about here because של רשבו, היי חשור על ההר זה עובר על גבי קירו בישאבה. ואומר בפרק המליקה ביין, מביצים ובדירו ופיתה ופויה, נומד למי ראש המשמיע, ודמור עשז רפסז. רפסז זה ביצים, דירו, דירו חיטה פוריה נומטו למיילו איזוסה משומיה. In other words, you're not allowed to lay out eggs. That's a Shabbos, Yomtev. The mother mentions slugs of wood also get some Mashiach Yomtev. So you're not allowed on Yomtev to lay out blocks of wood. You know. First you put one log, then another log of wood, then another log. Because it smells like a vineyard. That's the way you build a house. How you build a house? You set up one layer of brick, one row of bricks and then of stones, and then on top of it another row of bricks and third row of bricks. So what the matter is mutter. In other words, suppose there's a number of people and one person gives the other person to hold a log of wood. And then he puts another log of wood beneath it, and another one beneath it, until he reaches the floor. So that's not another degree yet. Because when you build, so you start from the bottom and you go up. You don't start from the top and you go down. This is when you lay out text, so you have to lay it out that way. It could be a difficult job, you know, to lay out text like this. You know. You need to start from the top and go down. So it will require an acrobatic talent, you know, to do it that way. So the question is, how can we put up a pot on the blech? It's also convenient, because there the Gemara says, Menumato Imailo, there is also some Mato Imailo, or some Shmeya. Beinari, Chiosho, Hachon, Meir, Are, Hanemile, Kishin, Seat, Fanis, Trilo, Vahakein, Hakisu, Avohoche, Shedifne, Akiro, Kvorasuis, Maleen, Lui Achmor, Abonon, Leesir, Lui Deiro, Dab. Umiu, because it's only because of Melzek here. So when is it Melzek here? Let's see, lots of wood and eggs. So in other words, so you're setting up your mother and mother the day frame. So then it's Melzek being. But then when you put it there on the stove, so the day we have already. So it's only like the cheese soup. So then it's just. ומי הוד אומה במייסי תפילון גבי דיכרה דרבונה ואומה לי קריר בודיה וישייה בצפח ומוכה מייסי פעלייר no, דיכרה דרבונה a good example, very similar analogous to it would be you have the baby carriages, you know that involves the shayla so you have the hood of the carriage so you can extend it and you can pull it down. So on Shabbos, if it's all the way down before Shabbos, you're not allowed to extend it on Shabbos. I mean, Shabbos is not chayach, I mean, because you're not allowed to take the baby in the carriage anyway. But let's say if you take a baby in the carriage and you want to extend the hood over the carriage, so you have to make sure that it should be a little extended over a tefach. So then you're allowed with Macy. But if the hood is all the way down, you're not allowed to Macy. Why? Because it smells kaseya. But there too, the walls, the tefillin of the carriage are there. So it's only the dark. So we see that it's also there. Even when the tefillin are there. In other words, you should have one tefach of the cover spread out. Then you can spread it out. Then you can spread it out more. You can spread it out more. Moso, mocha meisi paleilar. Mashma, only there is a tefach. Spread out of it. Mashman Rishi also afford out the Akhvanis for us, because there it's mamish like an air. It's not just a million of a merzeke. Emily, the Hosom, we should be done a lay of today. Also, I do a Luyasi Estvanis. I will deal with the Dome Eel Kulahai, the Oscar Hachon, the Luyasi Estvanis. As a matter of fact, if you have, let's say, certain shukas, you know, so we have a plastic cover, but it's rolled up. But when it starts raining, you extend it, you roll it out. So when you roll it out before Yom Tov, so you have to make sure that it shouldn't be completely rolled up. But one tefach should be in a corner. Of course, you wouldn't be able to sit there. But so there should be one tefach of the plastic covering spread out, let's say, on the edge of the sukkah, let's say. Here the sukkah begins here. So the plastic covering should be spread out on one tefach, and then it's rolled in. So when it starts raining, so you're allowed to spread it out completely, but if it's completely rolled up, you know, pulled it together, not even one tefach, you may covering the schar, so then from Baal Vishayla over here.
All right.
But there it's Mamishia, Elari. So just in the Rabbanon. Here, when the Gemara says, Bates of Beer, people fully, it's not Mamishia, it's Merzekia, just as like a bishop. So there are certain things that are Bishon Rabbanon. Bishon Rabbanon. But there are certain things that it's Merzek in Bashan. Let's say like Chazon. So that's not in Bashan. It's not in Bashan. It smells like in the bush. So here we got the AL, so there is ALARE, MAMESH ALARE, let's say, like spreading out, let's say, the hood, extending the hood of the carriage. So then, since we are under a bonnet, it's MAMESH BEER, so even if the TFANES are there already, it's still a machine came where it's not ALE MAMESH under a bonnet, it's only MELZEK ALE. So then it's only Shayach if the promise are not there already. But if the promise are there already, from before Shabbos, it's not Shakur. And the deal with Dome Hill could have lost Kahonin where I see his time. Alright, now. Leila Ring Loch Alzot now. Chasur Emerzer, and it's Mikhanu and Chananik, Mishapori, Bel Hashem. Doch ich glaube, man muss nicht in Kabor sein. So you see from this thesis that we pass for a Kanani, and Asha also says, and upon Zayin and Mubayis, that we pass for a Kanani. Die anderen beschleunen in der Haus auf Nahen, heine die schon mit dem Tegel auf Gabor. Für die Kundtreffe schon die Leas auf Nahen in Kindisches Maschinen auf den Kufer. Roche schon den Techo, der habe Matni, Mames, Beremetz, Leal Gabo, die Koschel Arach, der Chanani hat viel Techo Maschin, hat viel wenig Rufo, dort nahm Lecho, Al Gabi der Cholin, Elo hat sie Yikremu, von Neo, Hokom, von Neo Shore, aber gab die Chor, die Seichoi, so he mentioned it there in discussion. Last week, because there is a difference between Shia and when the Eichel is in contact, is placed, is left on the Gecholim itself, or the Gdeiro is left on the Gecholim and not the Eichel. So there is more of the Choshe. There is more of the Choshe. Gabi Deiro ten Gabi Tzli, because Gabi Tzli is afraid, he hesitates to inhab the Gehol, because he knows it might spoil the whole food, the whole Eich. Mashiachin Gabi Deiro, he does not, some mele Gabi Deiro is not afraid lest it will singe the Eich, some mele is more tempted to inhab the Gehol. Some mele, even if we say, like Hanani, that Kikir Machten Vosoyes or the Shia is Mutea, but in the case where the Deo is Mamesh and Geholim, with Mamesh and Geholim, so then it already borders to Chitu. Because what is there? I mean, of course, there is no Chitu. Chitu means that you stir the Geholim. So the heretofore, lower the Cholim, Hamud Apa raised, and the year before, after the Cholim, Apudam. But when the Gdeiro is Biseicho, so he's on the Cholim, so he's already bordering upon him. But in sleep, even though it's already close to him, but he's afraid, he's not tempted to Machate, because he knows they could be detrimental for him, might spoil the food. So that's why Hanani is muttering in the Deiro. Mashenkin back Deiro, where he's not afraid lest the food will become burned as a result of the Hitu. So in the case of Deiro, where it's close to Hitu, there is a good possibility he will be tempted to be mechatilah. But by three, he's on guard against chitin b'cholim, even though he is already close to him. ובלאב אחי מליב בחינון דוח הקש לפורש כן ניתון עם השאפי היי נשון לו מתיך או דאבו מאוד נשון להאז ובגוף ובאשוי ובאשוי דווקא לא יניחה לחלי אבל בעזור הם יניחה לשאפי לחלי כי מוכר מיידים שנה מי סאפר שרי שכוי עשי דקוי So that's the מחלקת between Rashi and Tesis. According to Rashi, so the Gemara says, "Yeah, but Bishleim the house of man." But Shia is Buter, so Rav Chelbes Memre has reference to the Heter Shia, to the Shia, that only Al Gabo is Buter, but Al Buteicho is also because it's Mamesh Kimatin Berenet, so there is more of the Shoshe of Kitu Geholim. And according to Tain says, So the Pshat in the Havamin of Gemara is the same as in the Teres of Gemara. What's the Gemara's Teres? Mi Sabres Chachol Ba'arim Shikoy Asei Vekoy Ubisil Leinu Marzirin Vom Arav Chal Vom Arav Chon Ba'agoy Yom Arav Lo Yishan Gal Ati Rosa So in Sarasvore we can be in Chalik between Shi and Chazore that as far as Shi is concerned they shouldn't So, in other words, so that in regard to Chazore, so there is a difference. In Rasmore, there is a difference, even by Gorbi Kotum, between Gabo and Teichon, because by Gabo, so Chazore is Mutar Gorbi Gabo, but Teichon even. If it's going to be Kotum, Chazor is also. Why? Because Rashi mentions, according to Bishamai, so it says, Loimach, Zirin, Bishabes, the Merzak in the Vashem. And they say it's not Merzak in the Vashem. But the Seer is also made to the concept of Merzak in the Vashem. Let's say, Nosnal Babitarake, so then the Seer is made it, so it's in Sinach Adosho. So in Chosel Mitzad, Melzik in the Vashil, so Mele Rachel Gom Arab saying, if it's Teicho, so then it's Melzik in the Vashil, even by Gol Vikotum, so then it's Melzik in the Vashil. If it's Al Gabo, so Gol Vikotum, according to the Sirel, it's not Melzik in the Vashil, but Teicho is Melzik in the Vashil, even by Gol Vikotum. So in the Havamim and the Gemara in the same pshat. Koshalavi, heiche boile meimah li lirab, di masnis lahazot na, in kinasye masnis in kechananye, vi rab de loy kechananye, do chananye shoreb nistam ek liofalei, do chananye shoreb nistam ek liofalei, di hod iknan in tzelim, bosavu beitzol akrish in tzelim vidyeim, אז כחננה ובייצה אמרים לכם מצטמק ביוף עלי ורבוס עליכם מצטמק ביוף עלי So how could we say the Gemara says יאמר בשלים אל הר זתנן So then the member of the Rav of Kathol on the Rav Chomet Bargoy on the Rav we understand the member of Rav. So that means that Rav goes along with the Pshat that Leiten means Leiarzia. If Leiten means Leiarzia, so then the Mishnah is saying like Hanange. The Chie is Muter. If it's in Gia Lemachot and Gosoi. But Rav certainly cannot go along with Hanani's deed, because Rav says, even his Bashal Kotzorch and his stomach to your belly. So certainly he would say, knowing his Bashal Kotzorch, just to give him Achim Nusoy. So what do we see from this thesis? The thesis does not go along, this thesis does not go along with the Ramoya Shikha. Because Ramoya says, no, Ramoya says, Rav agrees with Hanani's deed. But something that is in stomach Leofale, after it was Nisbashel Kotzorche, is more homo then loim is bashel kol tzolchei, if it is the kind of a food that once it is in bashel kol tzolchei, it's in stamu d'ral. So then there is no kasha. But Tesfes here does not agree with the Balamoyas lomis. That's why Tesfes says the kasha. The yesh leima inochanan. So Tesfes says, of course, in other words, not like the Balamoya. Because the Balamoya says, no, Rav agrees with Hanan. He says so, the fair. But Tesfes says, no, Rav certainly doesn't agree with Hanan. Because Rav says, even Hanan Shuch Mekotzor on the Tafshil Shebishel, I mean, Ta'i Tafshil Shebishel Kotzor Chay, because it's the standard of Yopalei, so certainly learning Bashel Kotzor Chay. So, he's also according to Rav. But Rav is saying it in Pshat in the Mishneh. He's saying it as Pshat in the Mishneh. But Rav himself doesn't agree with Hanani's being the Gadik there. Yishlima de lavo chalis ala raf tishum tani da rameya ve rabiu de aschem ve nikuf afu nistam ve terale vi raf shore ve nistam ve terale afu veine kufo di mi kufo la aschem shima meire du asa raf le yotale vei de raf koi amus rabiechen in dai rabiene kufo. So in other words, Rav does not take me in chalani. Rav holds that if it's nizbashal kimachal ben kusoye then shiri is asa. But here the Gemara is saying Vishle me Yamret the Harzatman. So then Rachelpe Maragoya Marabs Memre, we can understand very well, very well. So that's in accordance with the Mishneh. But Rav himself doesn't pass like Hanan. Then he says, Tichin Rabbi Yechan Yishor Ali Kamon Chan Mitafsa Shibishu Kotzol Chay בין גרופו, אבל לא יבישו כל צורך יעושה, לא יעשקי חון, תמי לסב אורך, אני מנשין את לסלי, ואני לא יעשקי חון, תמי לסב אורך, דרבון לא תחנן, דרבון לא תחנן. So we can say, שאתה תשע סיס, לא יעשקי חון, תמי לסב אורך, explicitly. There is no תמי, who explicitly says, in the Mishnah, in the Braise, that if it's loin is bashel kol tzolchei, so then she is also. There is no such tane. True, Teisve said that from the name of the base, that the Rabbonon achelik hachananye, but that's not mentioned explicitly. So when Teisve means, avo lebish kol tzolchei osea, v'ashkon tam yisrohochei means, v'ashkon the Tane, the Omar said the Chayosh, but the Rabbon of Hananye, Achelik Hananye, we could say it. It involves a little bit of the Deichak, Kash the Saloshin, but Ashk from Tane, the Sova Hoche is, there is no such time for it. So, because so Bishlein, Nelly Gabi Rav, so Rav Tane will polish. Rav Tane will polish. So even if there is no Tane, So he still can hold it in the but here is Rabbi Yochanan. Now there is a Shittas Rishayim, the Sefer HaTrusus, who says that not only Rav Tamei will preach, but all the Talmidim of Rabbi HaKadosh, let's say Priya, Rabbi Isha, Rabbi Yochanan, all the Talmidim of Rabbi HaKadosh, Baruch Shmuel, I don't know. All the Talmidim of Rabin HaKodesh, since also Tanu Polish. I heard from my father, it means, why is Rav Tanu Polish? Why Rav? It's a special aloche. Rav is Tanu, why is special aloche Rav? So the Pshat is, and that's the Pshat in the Sefer HaTrusus. Because the distinction between the Tanu and the Nami, what is the Tanu, what's the Nami? It's not an arbitrary distinction. Distinction between Hashem and Achayim. It's an arbitrary distinction. It's a distinction. It's not arbitrary. I mean, it's a distinction on the basis of superiority of Chochmas HaTorah. But generally speaking, so Hashem came along Hashem and Sanu came along. So, but it's not an essential distinction. There is no essential distinction between Kashim and Achim. Remember, somebody who has Seichel knows that he shouldn't be Chilik and Kashim. Achim, all right, sometimes if he has Rayas, he has, he can be Chilik and Achim, if he has Seichel. But on the Sheni Nach, we do find some Achrenim who had more childers and they were Chilik. The Goyim, for example, was Chilik many times on the Sheni. The Shagasari was Chilik on the Sheni, all right, exactly. So they were like Rishenim in their basis. But Al Pidin, there is no essential distinction between the Sheni and Achrenim. No essential distinction there. And Aloshna said about the Kroy, he was a vision. He was a vision. If there had been a historical demarcation line between Hashem and Achim, how could it not be a vision? There is no historical line. But between Kanoi and Amoroi, there is an essential distinction. So I heard from my father, that the Pshat in the Tzifra Krisis, all the Talmidim of the Rabbeinu HaKodesh were in the best din of Rabbeinu HaKodesh, so heavy din of Itani. Why? Because what is Itani? Kimameir is not allowed to be chelik and Tani. Why not? Bishleime, if somebody is chelik and Chazal, so the Rambam says, HaChelik HaMavideo is not Kiras. It's like, in Kifra, Bitero Shabalpe, if somebody argues with a fine drobe, argues a fine drobe, so he's not Kiras, he has a din of Kifra. The Achilik al Magidel, the Rambam says no. But the Amir is not allowed to pray for a time, he's not like Jesus has been shown. So why isn't he allowed? So according to the Rambam Shite, there is an Achilik al Magidel, the Rambam and the Rambam. Avoyim Shomo, Kedem, Shechora, Bishamigdor, so both of you cautious. Why? Because the Beis Nagodo didn't sit in session with Lishkas HaKazis. So Meile Joshua Bechmuyes, so we come to Raviso, so Meile there couldn't be diminished. So one Pshat, so the Pshat by men of Shem is that actually, because even though Dinan Nifoshes do not require Sanhedrin Meile, Dinan Nifoshes require only Sanhedrin Meile, not Sanhedrin Meile, but Sanhedrin Meile can function only if there's not good functions. But Abun Shomer came home with Amigos, so they are Yoshua Bechnuyes, so when there's not good sits in session in Chnuyes, not in Lishkas HaKodesh, they don't have a din Beis Nagod. When do they have a din of Beis Nagod? Only when they sit in session in Lishkas HaKodesh. But if it's Golo Bechluyes or Yadne, Yushish, Pram, Tverje, even if it's the same scaling, but they don't have a din of Beis Nagod. If they don't have a din of Beis Nagod, so there is no Sanhedrin Tano. Sanhedrin Tano can only function as a din of Beis Nagod if there is a din of Beis Nagod. But the Rambam Shiti is not that. The Rambam Shiti is that even after a home with Amidosh, so the Beis Nagod will clear his Yavne, had a din Beis Nagod. There is no Chiyuk Mise for Zot Mamre, but they have a din of Beis Nagod. The Rambam Shiti is that Kiddush Chiddush has to be done by Beis Nagod or by Beis Nugat Rishus HaMeis Nagod. So how were